Now, describe how you made wheat. What did you do after the wheat was cut?
Well, you cut it with a binder and shocked it. Mm-hmm. A small shock of, I guess, 14 or 16 bundles to the shock. Mm-hmm. You capped that.
With how many bundles?
Two bundles. Mm-hmm. You broke that straw. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Lay one on this way and break another and cross it.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when the separator come in, well, you loaded that on wagons, hay frames, hauled it and pitched it on the table to the feeder. Mm-hmm. He pulled it in the separator. Of course, the combine it now.
What's the yield per acre here of wheat, yield of wheat?
Oh, I think, you mean now?
Mm-hmm.
I'd think around 40 bushels.
40 bushels per acre? Per acre?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you got two crops in one season, what would you call that second crop? Call it second what? We got a second.
Well, that's all I ever heard called a second crop.
Ever heard called second cutting?
Well, yeah. Which would be.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same?
Practically the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever raise oats?
Yeah.
And what did you do after the oats were cut?
Well, they was handled before the combine come in, like wheat, you cut it with a binder and shock it and all it separated. Just like.
Did you ever thresh it? Thresh the oats?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How was that done? Describe threshing.
Threshing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just like wheat, you cut them and shock them, you see, and then you'd haul them to the separator, and they'd run them through that just like they did the wheat, and then they'd come out spout just like the wheat.
Mm-hmm. Now, getting on to the animals, did you ever have any pets around the house?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of pets did you have?
Well, we've had pigs for pets, and had lambs for pets.
Mm-hmm. How about cats?
Cat, yeah, dog.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to call a dog to attack another dog, what would you say?
To attack another dog? Well, usually you just hiss him like you would on Sandy Mac's stock or anything.
Mm-hmm. You say, go get him or?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, you might whistle at him a little, you know. And whistling and trying to go get that dog. Or
you ever say sicken?
Yeah, I've heard people say that, but I never handled a dog that way.
Oh, I see.
A dog's pretty smart and take a lot of pain with them, you know. They can understand you like you understand me, dog.
Mm-hmm. How about if you wanted to summon a dog, you wanted him to come to you, what would you say?
Well, a lot of people are like, yeah, and that way, but I always whistled on them. They'd come right to you and whistle.
What'd you call a dog that just wandered up and didn't know who the parents were and it was just just any old kind of dog? What'd you call that kind of dog?
No countenance?
Yeah, no.
Nuisance.
Uh-huh. Ever call him a cur?
Oh yeah, that was a stock of a dog, though. A cur and a hound.
Mm-hmm. How about a mongol? Mongol.
I'd think that was a stock too. I mean,